Don't go faster. Ha da da. Oh, mana flan don't go to the high dose. Ha da 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 da.
I the man of the man of the Adabro no, Adabro no. I shall
Thank you.
stuff. It's beautiful. Avraham Avinu. I call out to you, Avraham Avinu. Almost 4,000 years later, I call out to you, Avraham Avinu. I tell you, second day Pesach, 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. It was the day of the bris of my oldest son, Yaakov. And I woke up in the morning, second day Pesach. I could barely get through Shacharis because I was crying. Before the bris, I was crying. I was a total mess. An emotional mess. And I was just thinking about what I was about to do that day to give my son a bris. And to continue a tradition of almost 4,000 years.
How many things on this planet, how many traditions on this planet have lasted 4,000 years? Avraham Avinu. This week's parsha is the parsha of Avraham Avinu. And we call out to you, Avraham Avinu, on this Thursday night, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayera. We say he's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. Avinu means our father. And says Rav Chaim Velazhen something absolutely fascinating. He says this. He says, you know what makes him our father? Why is he our father? Our father. We had many. Moshe. We don't say Moshe Avinu. He only had three of us. Three fathers. Like Avraham Avinu. What makes him our father? So he says, I'll say in modern terminology. We know what DNA are, right? DNA is my father and mother had a certain genetic code, a certain DNA, and I am a combination. We are all combinations of our mother and father, right? I'm balding because my father's balding, and you are ugly because no, I'm kidding. We are physical makeups of our parents. Correct. Correct. Very good. Now don't say that. No. Says Rav Chaim Velazhen something which is earth shattering. You ready for this, guys? It's even more interesting than the basketball game, I promise you. And he says, in the same way that we have physical DNA, we have something called spiritual DNA. Spiritual DNA mean the following: we inherit the same character traits, ruchnius, achievements that our fathers and mothers have achieved in their life and did in their life, that gets transferred to their kids no less than our spirit and our physical DNA. Yeah. So if our parents excel in a certain midah, that gets transferred over to us. We don't know it, we don't see it, we can't measure it, but it's true. He says something fascinating. He says, do you know why they're called Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu? Because these three individuals were so great and the characters were so strong and large and forceful that they forged the character of all the Jewish people for all eternity. Hashem saw Avraham Avinu and said, this man, I want this man to be the founder of this religion because of his character, because of who he was. Because of who he was. And the things that Avraham Avinu did in his life are now formed and forged in every single one of us. Listen to what he says. He says, you know, Lech Lecha, last week's parasha, Lech Lecha, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, you know where you are right now? Pick yourself up and go to a land, Israel. We know it's Israel. Do you know what he says? Because he did that, forevermore, for all eternity, there is a love of Israel embedded deep, deep, deep in every single Jew. He says something, he says this 200 years ago. Listen to this, 200 years ago. He said, we see people 200 years ago who got very little connection to Judaism, but they're willing to give up everything for Israel. Amazing. He said that 200 years ago. Kal vachomer today, yeah, we see Jews who don't practice much, but they'll take a bullet for Israel. They'll give up their life so you and I can be safe when we go to Israel. Isn't that amazing? What gives them that love, that strength of character? What gives that to them? What is that? Where did they get that from? And the answer is our father, Avinu. Do you know how many years ago? 3,800 years ago. Avraham Avinu did something 3,800 years ago that has echoes in us today. We can't see it, but we know it's there. Sometimes we can't feel it. We can't measure it like DNA, but the spiritual DNA is no less real than physical DNA. We, my friends, 4,000 years on, almost 4,000 years on, we are who we are because of Avraham Avinu. I want to focus on one thing at the beginning of this week's parsha and see if we can make it real to our lives. Yeah. We all know Parshas Vayera begins with Avraham Avinu. He excelled in the middle of Chesed, right? Chesed, and we find Hachnasas Arachim, welcoming guests. We find something very puzzling and weird this week's parsha. Parsha begins with Avraham Avinu. The word Vayera means and he appeared. Who's he? Who appeared? Who appeared? Hashem appeared to Avraham. He was sitting there looking out for guests and Hashem appeared to him. Very good. Okay. And what happens? The story goes, boys, come. The story goes. Who comes? Avraham Avinu is having a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. a communication with Hashem. You and I can't even fathom what this means, but he's having a direct communication, conversation with Hashem. And three smelly passerbys come. And you know what he does? He says to Hashem, Kilu, one second. Let me just deal with him. Right? You know, like in Israel. I mean, no, he didn't really do. But can you imagine, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this the symbol means Hakeh, means wait a second, right? That's a symbol, wait a second, right? So, yes, Adonai Hakeh, man. Yeah. So, Kaviyach, Avram Avinu says to, who does he say it to?
God.
Says to Hashem, Hakeh, and I'm going to deal with these people. Let me ask you a very, very simple, very silly, almost embarrassing question. How can you do that? What told him to do that? What told him to... If you're talking to Hashem, you don't. Three smelly passers by. You don't run to them. You finish what you're doing, and maybe soon, maybe afterwards, you go and deal with it. You break. It's like we know when you daven amida. You don't daven amida to shmooze or to wink, even do a mitzvah. You daven amida. You're talking to Hashem. Avram Avinu stops what he's doing, stops and says Hashem chakeh, and goes. And gives these smelly people some food.
Yeah.
Why? Or who told him to do that? And it was so obvious to him that he should do that. Who told? What was his calculus? Why did he do that?
Because it's more important to like be good to a person than Hashem.
So Ari is half correct. Ari has got half the answer, and I'm gonna finish off for you, Ari. Guys, listen to this principle. Listen to this principle. And once you hear it, it's so intuitive. Ari, good. Yeah? There's only one thing greater than experiencing Hashem. There's only one thing in the world which is more important than experiencing Hashem. Do you know what that is? What? Not quite. What? Almost. Creating awareness of Hashem. There is only one thing in the world greater, more important than experiencing Hashem. Good. Is creating an awareness of Hashem in this world. It's almost, put it in different terms, there's only one thing greater than being mekabel pnei Hashchina, to experiencing the Shechina, is, listen to this, if you understand this, is creating Shechina. Creating Shechina? What do you mean creating Shechina? When I say creating Shechina, it means I mean creating awareness of Hashem in this world. And for Avraham Avinu, it was so obvious that his job in this world was to create awareness of Hashem. He stops talking to Hashem, and he turns to these three people to give them food. But ultimately, we know that his job was—he was teaching people monotheism, teaching people about Hashem. And boys, I want to turn this to our lives and say the following: when we do the right thing because it's right, not the easy thing, but the right thing, this is the ultimate meaning of Kiddush Hashem. We are creating awareness of Hashem in this world. When you do any act, and I'll come back to this in a minute, public or private, you do any act which is the right thing, the right thing to do, which is not the easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. You are creating a Kiddush Hashem, which means creating awareness of Hashem in this world. And I don't know if there are bigger mitzvahs in the world than that. I'll tell you a personal story, and then I'll bring it down to us guys. Tell you a personal story, not because I'm such a big tzaddik, but because this is a time where I really saw it with my own eyes. Okay, it was my first year in yeshiva. This was 2007. I was in yeshiva, and I went out to the I was in a yeshiva called Karen Biavna, out in the middle of nowhere, and I went out to a local supermarket to buy some cereal, whatever, some Cheerios. Okay, and I get to the thing, and I get to the checkout. And I had a few boxes with me, and I remember exactly how much it was. It was total about 80 shekel. 80 shekel. A few boxes of cereal, very good. Yeah, a few, they're expensive in Israel. So I take out a 100 shekel bill. 100 shekel bill. Okay? And this was a very, this was totally secular town, a secular makolet, and I was dressed like this, as a yeshiva baha. And I 80 shekel, she said 80 shekel, 80 shekel, take out a 100 shekel bill, and I give it to her. And she takes it. Something. She should give me back 20 shekel change, right? 20 shekel change. She gives me back 120 shekel change, right? She made a mistake. She thought I gave her 200 shekel bill. I didn't. I gave her 100 shekel bill. She gave me back 100 shekel extra change. So I look at it and I say, Slicha. I say, I think you made a mistake. And she literally, oh, I'm sorry. She thought that she'd undergiven me. She's like, no, I gave you the right change. I said, no, no. I said, here, you give me 100 extra shekel. And I gave it back down. Okay, I'm not saying this story because I'm a tzaddik. It just happened to me. So, and I remember I gave it back to her. And she looked at me like, I'm just like, whoa. Like that, like, whoa. And she's like, Toda rabah. She's like, thank you so much for doing that. I said, sure, no problem at all. Like of course you do that because it's stealing otherwise, right? And this was an example of doing something which was the right thing. It wasn't necessarily the easy thing. The easy thing to do would be walk out of the shop and I have extra 100 shekel in my pocket. That moment was a moment where this lady, or I showed this lady, that there was something more important in my life than doing the easy thing. This is called creating Kiddush Hashem. Let's just be very clear. Kiddush Hashem means you are creating awareness of Hashem in the world. This lady saw that I lived by rules and principles higher than what's simple and easy and comfortable, right? Again, I'm not saying a story because I'm a tzaddik. I'm sure many people got the same story. It's just a story happened to me. Guys, we live in an environment, and I say this year, I found myself saying this more and more. I don't know why. Everyone here lives a public life. You're a public person. You're a public person. You're a public person? I'm a public person. I'm a guy in the school and I go to class. Everyone, you're a public person. Meaning, what you do, you do not know who's watching, and it reverberates around and it creates a certain atmosphere. If you do the right thing, if you do the halachic thing, like, for example, if you daven well in the morning, if you make an effort to where you're tempted to do something and you don't, in public, this is, my friends, one of the strongest mitzvahs you can do. It's called Kiddush Hashem. It's called creating awareness of Hashem in this world. And I'll end with this, and even, the Rambam writes this, even, listen to this, Kiddush Hashem is not necessarily only in public. Kiddush Hashem is in private. You're by yourself, no one's around, no one's seeing. And you decide to do the right thing. You're tempted to do the wrong thing, or the easy thing, or the expedient thing, and you do the right thing. That, my friends, is a Kiddush Hashem. And I believe, and the Ramban writes this, that the whole purpose of the world, the creation of the world, is that we recognize Hashem, that people recognize Hashem, and to bring awareness of Hashem into this world. So boys, Avraham Avinu taught us lots, and Avraham Avinu gave us lots. And isn't it amazing, guys? Think about this. Almost 4,000 years later, if you want to be eternal, if you want a taste of eternity, you join on to Avraham Avinu's train. 4,000 years later, and we're still here, still doing what he did, still living the life or the ideals that he taught us. If you want to taste eternity, you join on to Avraham Avinu. To us lots, to us emunah, to us chesed, to us achnas zarechem. Good Shabbos, Avraham Avinu. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
You know, Rabbi, you're a great door-to-door salesman.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter saved my life this week, and I owe everything to the Eibishter. And this is a song that I want to sing, even though it can get really dark sometimes. You have to be besimcha. Baruch Hashem, I'm here. Hashem saved me, and let's be besimcha. We love the Eibishter.
Let's go.
Feels better.
Oh. Shabbos singing before my
Shabbos singing.
Yeah, singing
the Shabbos.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,